Good morning. My name is Cameron Darcy. Can you tell me your full name, please?
My name is Ming Wu.
What should I call you?
You can call me Ming.
Could you tell me where you're from?
Yes, I'm from Shanghai, China.
Can I see your identification, please?
Oh, just a minute. Here you go.
Thank you. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. Let's talk about your studies. Tell me about your studies.
I'm studying at senior high school, and then I hope to enter university to study architecture and town planning.
Are you a full-time student or a part-time student?
Full-time, of course, because I'm still at school. When I start university, I'll also be full-time because my parents will support me while I'm studying.
What are your goals after completing your studies?
After completing my architecture degree, I hope to study at postgraduate level in either Spain or Italy. That's my dream, anyway.
Now, let's talk about news. How do you find out about news?
I read the national newspaper every day or every second day. I like to keep up with what's going on here and overseas, so I make an effort to buy it and read it quite often.
Do you always use the same method of assessing news? Why?
Yes, actually, I do. I think it's because I have become used to this way, and I know where to find my favourite columnists and articles, as well as the TV listings. It's familiar.
Which type of news do you enjoy reading the most? Why?
I like international news and analysis. Then, for fun, I enjoy the magazine lift-out section, which has all sorts. Recipes, fashion, feature articles and so on. It's more magazine style, but it comes free with the newspaper, so that's a bonus.
Which type of news do you enjoy the least? Why?
Well, I have to say, I don't really enjoy the motoring or finance sections. But then, I'm not really interested in either of those topics. Also, I don't really enjoy sports news either.
Let's talk about things which make you feel happy. What kind of things make you feel happy? Why?
I guess the kinds of things which make me feel happy are mainly when I'm with people that I care about. Oh, and I love hiking and enjoying nature. So, if I'm outside in the forest or the mountains, I'm usually pretty happy. And I love chocolate. That makes me pretty happy.
What do you tend to do when you feel this way?
Well, I suppose I just enjoy it while it lasts and try to make it last for a long time.
Have similar things always made you happy?
Now that I think about it, yes. I've always been happy when I'm around people and just relaxing and talking. Of course, when I was a child, I wasn't able to go off hiking or anything, but I still used to enjoy beaches and parks, so I enjoyed the outdoors that way.
Do you feel it's important to feel happy every day? Why?
Definitely. I mean, not all day, every day, but I do think it's important to have some happiness in a small part every day. Otherwise, life can get you down a bit. So I think it's good to know what makes you happy and seek it out.
Now, I'm going to give you a topic, and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say. You can make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Here's some paper and a pencil for making notes, and here's your topic. I'd like you to describe a famous person who you would like to meet.
Thank you. haven't ever really thought about this type of question, but I would probably say that the famous person I would most like to meet is the lead singer from the band U2, Bono. I've always really loved this band, ever since I was just a kid, and I think that his campaigns for social change are quite inspiring. It's nice to see someone who is using their fame for good, and I have a lot of respect for that. So, he's famous for his music, and also for the work that he does, including his work with Oxfam and the Make Poverty History campaign. He combines the two activities well, and some of U2's music has quite strong messages. So, yes, I'd like to meet him, because I think he's an inspirational person. As for what questions I would ask him, I'm not really sure. I'd like to know a bit about his private life, I guess, as he's always been very private and guarded about his family and wife and children, so I'd be interested to hear about them. I guess I'd also be curious about how the band has managed to stay together for so long in an industry which is renowned for breakups and instability, because they've been together for over 20 years and through several big changes in music style. So I'd be interested in the dynamics of the band and how they all get along and what their creative process is like and why they think their music resonates with so many people. Yes, actually, I'd have a lot of questions. But I'd also want to know his ideas about ending poverty and how he thinks that might happen within our lifetime, and to learn a bit about that. However, I don't think it is particularly realistic that I would ever get to meet Bono. But I have been to one of the concerts and seen him on stage quite close up. In saying that, my best friend is a music journalist, so who knows? Maybe one day I'll get a VIP backstage pass and get to chat with him. I hope so. I think I'd be quite nervous. But then, famous people are just people like everybody else, aren't they?
Thank you. Have you ever met a famous person?
Yes, a few local celebrities, but nobody really famous.
Do you like to read about famous people?
Not especially. Just if I'm reading a magazine in line at the supermarket or something.
We've been talking about a famous person whom you would like to meet, and now I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions related to this. Let's consider first the topic of fame. What do you think motivates people who seek fame?
In some ways, I think there are two types of motivation, or two pathways, if you like, to fame. There are those who deliberately set out to become famous, and that is their goal from the beginning. It doesn't really matter if they have talent or anything, they just crave fame. And I think they are motivated by wanting lots of people to like them, and the attention, and perhaps the money also. But I don't think that is the main motivation. Then there are people who simply do what they love and become famous doing it. They are motivated by their talent, I believe.
Some people argue that celebrities and famous people have no right to expect privacy because they are in the public eye. What's your opinion?
I don't think this is a valid argument at all. Famous people do not become public property simply because they are famous. And I certainly believe they're entitled to as much privacy as the rest of us. Take Princess Diana as an example. She was hounded by the media and paparazzi to the extent that it killed her in the end. They are human beings and have the basic right to privacy like the rest of us. The only exception to this would be related to politicians and information which the public needs to be aware of in order to keep them honest.
Many celebrities have begun using their fame to raise awareness of social issues. Do you think this is a good trend or a bad trend?
I think this is a positive trend, but I also think celebrities have to be informed and knowledgeable about the issues they claim to believe in, rather than just lending their names to causes they know nothing about in order to promote their own profile. They can't just use it for their own gain. They have to be genuinely concerned. When it's done well, there's a real benefit in having celebrity power in raising awareness and money for important issues, such as the benefit concert for the earthquake in Haiti, for instance.
Now, let's talk about social interaction and meeting people. How important is it to spend time with family members in your culture? Why?
Family is at the centre of life in my culture, so spending time with family is highly valued. For instance, we always get together for family meals and we see each other all the time. It's important because family is simply the most important thing in life and we make it a priority always. I guess it's traditional and just reflects my culture's values.
How have the ways people socialise in your country changed over time? Why do you think these changes have occurred?
I think the old ways of socialising are still alive and well. For instance, networks through family and friends, school and university, sports clubs and so on. But this has been added to by other forms of new media socialising, such as online social networks. I think these are particularly popular with the younger generation. This change has happened simply because of the growth in new technologies, which has made it possible. And while I think it is a positive change, I think meeting people and talking is preferable.
Some members of society feel isolated and alone. What measures can be taken to combat this issue?
Well, I think this is the responsibility of the family to ensure that people don't feel isolated and lonely. They can offer strategies to support the person socially and get them the help they need if they are lacking social skills, self-esteem and confidence. And in wider society, I think there could be more of a swing back to old-fashioned ways of meeting people face-to-face rather than such a focus on the internet, email and social networking, as I think these types of tools can end up making people feel even more alone.
Thank you. That is the end of the speaking test.